In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We are Dukes and Bell on a Tuesday special edition live from Falcons headquarters. It is Mike Bell with Mike Johnson. Yes, it's the other Mike and Mike. Truth be told, we're the guys, the Mike and Mikes you'd want to have beer with. I mean, Golic's okay. The other one's kind of a tool. Anyway, Day-Day's pushing the buttons. I mean, pressing the making the show happen. Orange back of the rest, pressing the buttons, and you know where you are. We start every hour of every show with a big hearty. Hey, man. You having fun, by the way?
That's the first time I've ever gotten a chance to do that. I hear it all the time.
I know.
Glad that I got included in the crew. Having a great time, man. It's always listen to you guys, obviously, even before I was working with you guys, and it's been a lot of fun, man. So hopefully everybody out there listening is enjoying it as well.
Right on. We're getting some good stuff from the guy that knows all about the stuff in the line and everything else that's supposed to happen. We talked to Arch earlier. Great conversation. We're going to replay for that for you tomorrow. Mike and I will be on. We're going to take a jump downstairs. We have our Christmas party tomorrow, but you'll hear the conversation with Arch. If you miss Raheem, you'll hear that. And for Falcon fans in their cars, one of our favorite guests, Matthew Bergeron. We talked line with that guy coming up about, 5:30-ish. He's the player guest today as everything gets amped up and ramped up for the Thursday night game against the Bucks. Sure doesn't sound like Drake London's going to be playing, though, and that's a shame because he stirs the drink.
There's no doubt, and I think anytime you look at a guy like Drake London, we've seen what it looks like without him over the the last couple of games. It's not very good. But when he is in the lineup and the ball is thrown to him, Dave Archer says it all the time on the broadcast, the guy's never covered. Even if he is covered, you can throw the ball to him, and he's probably going to get his mitts on it. So unfortunate if that's the case.
Where do you go with the special teams? I know Coach talked about it with us in the interview, addressed it with the media on Monday. No one's getting fired going into week 15, but it's just – and we asked him in the interview, can you put the starters in? How do you find it? And it's interesting, and I said it to you earlier, it's something that with good football teams are obviously complete in all three areas, but special teams is generally the fire-breathing guys who always bring that extra effort because that's how they keep their jobs in the NFL.
For sure. We used to have a bunch of those guys back playing when I was playing, and I brought up Anton Smith earlier.
Keith Armstrong was a coach.
I mean, and Keith Armstrong, my favorite Keith Armstrong story is the one I tell all the time where he would walk in on day one and he would ask rookies to stand up and he'd go, hey, buddy, what position you play? And they'd go, I play wide receiver. And he'd say, sit down. No, you don't. You play L3. You're a PP on the punt team. You don't play the wide receiver. Julio Jones plays wide receiver. Roddy White plays wide receiver. You play L3. You play Gunner. You play – that's what you play. Sit down. If you want to make money, that's what you're going to play this year for me. So, and you're right. I mean, you look at a guy like Felipe Franks. He's starting to put together a career. You rarely see him on offense. Maybe a quarterback sneak here and there. Putting together a nice career as a special teams player. And he plays with that edge, right? We've seen a couple of unsportsmanlikes in his corner. Josh Woods has had a nice edge to him. D'Angelo Malone, we've seen over the last couple of years. We have seen Kadarius Hodge at times do that as well. But you need more of those guys, and you need them to play with their hair on fire and get off blocks and do everything that you're known to do in the NFL when you're flying down and covering a kick.
I had a guy hit me up on the text line earlier because you keep mentioning the pensions. No, if I didn't explain it, in the NFL, was it 3 years, 3 months?
Something like that. It's like three and a – it's just over three and a quarter of seasons.
3 years.
So I don't know how to change when they went to 17 games.
But the point I was getting is for guys, who are trying to hang on to an NFL career, getting to that benchmark, now you're set, for the most part. And that's why it's curious when you see – it's just an area that generally you always figure it's going to take care of itself, and this year it hasn't. And that's why we get back to Marquise Williams, unfortunately.
And I don't mind opening things up, Mike, to talk about myself in this realm because I was the guy that wanted to get a pension. And, at no point in my career was I some kind of stalwart or Pro Bowl player, but getting a pension allows you in your second life, whenever you're done with football, to find a job that you actually want. right? If you don't get the pension, all of a sudden you're getting into a career path where you're looking at going, man, I need to really get the 401k rolling. I need to do this. I got vested in the NFL. I was able to get my 5 years. I have my 401k, my pension plan rolling, and I could bounce around and figure out a career path that I actually wanted to be a part of, and thank God it just so happened to land here at 92.9 The Game. But that's what you're working towards if you're a special teams player. Maybe you're not going to be, you know, for Felipe Franks, you're not going to be a 1,000-yard a year tight end, maybe.
Right.
But you can make hay on a special teams unit, and, you know, if you show the ability to have some athleticism and play some toughness.
You know, Bernie Parmalee is one of my favorite stories back in the old days with the Dolphins. Talking about, again, you know, guys working for UPS, you know, and gets a shot, turns into a 9-year career in the NFL.
Yeah.
Starting with special teams, then kind of becomes like a third down back.
Good pension plan at UPS, too, by the way.
Yes. What can Brown do for you? But that's why when we start, that's for guys who weren't catching my drift. Generally, it's something, you know, you take pride in, and so when it goes off the rails continuously, it's kind of a red flag, and that's where I get back to when I asked Coach Raw last week, you know, and talking to Arthur Blank this week, he's not going to throw his guys under the bus. That's why when we talk about fair or unfair, coaches get fired all the time in all major sports because the buck stops with them, and this has continuously been an area, and if Raheem is back next year, and I don't think that's going to be the case, I can't imagine Marquise Williams will be back.
Yeah.
Hopefully, and again, we don't wish ill will, but it is what it is.
Well, and I think that And we brought this up during the podcast today, during the – what do you guys call the podcast?
It's Behind the Curtain Twitch and YouTube.
Okay, so we
were
doing
that today.
And I think that Oren brought this up, and I wanted to make this point again, is it's like, hey, you know, these meetings, does Raheem go in on Monday morning and say, hey, you know, this is your guy again. This guy's messing up again. It's your guy again. Is there an accountability factor? And my point was is that Raheem, especially during special teams, what do you think Raheem's watching during the week buildup? So he's listened to Marquise talk to these guys, hey, you got to get off this block. Hey, you got to have better, you know, lane integrity when you're flying down on a kick. Hey, you got to make sure you engage and finish this block. So that conversation's already been had. You don't have to afterwards Monday go to Marquise and go, oh, well, you know, hey, that's your guy again. You know the conversation's been had. You know how Marquise is coaching it. You know whether or not it's been coached the right way. And you know if the guy doing it is capable of doing their job. The problem, Mike, is that we've gotten to a point where when you coach special teams, you go into the beginning of the year and you pick out the best 11 for that special teams. It's like, hey, I need guys that can cover a kick. Here's this athlete. Here's that athlete. And you go in and say, who's available? You know, guys like DeMarco Hellums or whatever else it may be. And you pick out the best 11. Well, when those guys don't work out, where do you turn to? You know what I mean? And you mentioned this earlier. Do you try to pluck a starter? Xavier Watts have been playing more. We've seen Jalen Walker do it. Or do you add somebody on the back end? You bring Devin Tompkins up,
practice squad,
things like that. So there's really not a lot of answers in real time. You just have to continue to roll through it and find guys that can go out there and try to do it. And that's the situation they found themselves in right here with four games left.
It's the 5 o'clock hour on Dukes of Bell with Mike Johnson and for Carl today. It's brought to you by Jim Ellis Kia at Town Center, Kennesaw. Yeah, we're going to talk to Matthew Bergeron. We'll talk about, you know, maybe we'll talk racing and Formula One and food with him. Maybe we'll get around to football later in the conversation. He's going to join us later this hour. Also want to pick your brains on the college football playoff and where things are going, because we found some news today. If you missed it, we'll reset. I think it's a bad, bad idea for college football. And of all people, Utah is putting their toe in the water with private equity. We'll explain. Getting back to the Falcons, no Drake London. That's tough. We need Kyle Pitts to step up. Zach Robinson spoke with the media today down the hall. He says that Kyle Pitts has made, air quotes, huge strides from last season and become our number one guy that we're targeting. It hasn't translated to touchdowns. I asked Archer about that earlier. He was supposed to be the red zone unicorn. That's what I thought he was brought here to be. And I can't imagine him with some of the contracts we have to deal with, pay Bijan, pay Drake. That becomes a luxury item. We'll have to go get a veteran or go to the draft. Kyle Pitts next year, somebody will have that. I use the analogy, I can fix him, like the girlfriend.
For sure.
Because first rounders always get that second shelf life.
Absolutely.
Does he just need another... Does he need a kick in the ass? Does he need another setting? What does Kyle Pitts need? Because it's good to hear that from Zach. It's a little too late.
Yeah, I've been hard on Zach. I've been hard on Kyle Pitts, and I think for good reason. And the truth of the matter is, Kyle Pitts in this offense is a big, slow wide receiver. I'm just going to throw it out there. That's exactly what he is in this offense. He's not – I mean, you look at, what's the Indianapolis Colts guy from Penn State, Tyler Warren?
Right.
That's a tight end. To me, you know, Kittle. Those guys can step up and block at the line of scrimmage. Kyle Pitts is not that guy. So then all of a sudden you start splitting them out and you go 12 personnel and you put Charlie Warner on the field and you attach Charlie Warner to the line of scrimmage. Kyle Pitts is just a big wide receiver.
Right.
And so we just talked about Drake London, did we not? The guy's never covered. Guy can kick. He's the best 50-50 guy in the league. He's going to go up over the top of DBs. As good as Kyle Pitts has been without Drake London in the lineup, when you look at his stats, do you feel that way about him? I don't look at Kyle Pitts and say, oh, he's going to make the contested catch. He's going to go up over the top of somebody and get it. It's just, and I think that's what's led to the red zone numbers being the way they have throughout his career. It's just, hey, he's good. If you can catch him in stride, stiff arm somebody, play with physicality, can't block at the line of scrimmage, and is not going to make contested catches.
And that's why last year, and I brought this up, I think it was the night of the Commanders game, and ironically, of course, a really clutch touchdown in traffic, Penix threw a laser in that game, and it was Rodney Harrison on the pregame going, I'll never understand how a guy that athletic and that big plays so soft.
Yeah.
To your point. And you can't get the separation. Use some physicality. There's techniques for that. You know, you can get away with. And, you know, you already touched on the, give me some contested balls. Not everything's going to be right there in your hands.
No,
you've got to
make,
and I call it, NFL catch, a pro catch.
Well,
You didn't bring that to you consistently.
And the thing is, Mike, and I've talked about this a little bit on the morning shift, and I could go back and show you a play from last week against the Jeff. The offensive line, the five was the offensive line, blocked a play perfectly. I'm talking about Bijan hitting his head on a goalpost. But from the backside, Kyle Pitts can't get the cutoff block, and the guy tackles Bijan for like a 3-yard gain. And that's the frustrating part is people look at him, and they look at Zach Robinson, and they say, how can you not use this unicorn of a tight end? Well, if you have to scheme up ways to get him open, is he really a unicorn?
You've ceased to be what you were drafted fourth right. overall to be.
If you're a fourth overall guy, I'm sorry, but I shouldn't have to scheme up plays to get you the ball early in the game to keep you locked in. It's just not how it should work.
Right, and then the other side is the depth at wide receiver. You know, Darnell Mooney, it all started with the injury. But here's the thing. We're into December. I mean, enough with behind schedule. He is what he is.
Exactly.
He is an inconsistent player. That's what he was in Chicago. He couldn't stay on the field in Chicago. He can be a 1,000-yard receiver. He was on the cusp. But why wasn't he a 1,000-yard receiver? He got knocked out of the last game, next to the last game. Mooney is one of the guys, like Pitts, that is just so exasperating.
Yeah.
You got a touchdown. You ran out of bounds. And I know you said you thought it was a ticky-tack call. The ref, Arch, brought up the fact that they didn't see there was contact. He was forced out of bounds by the defender, which allows you to come back in. Refs didn't see it that way. But it's just another example of when things are the Falcons' way in 25, it doesn't go your way, and six comes off the board.
There's no doubt about it. And I look at Darnell Mooney, and he's another one. I think that he has some ability, but I think you also probably have to scheme him open. Crossing routes, mesh concepts.
So fast.
Man coverage beaters, things like that. You have to kind of get that. And he's not the kind of guy I don't think that's going to get a ton of separation. And he's very slight. I don't know what the weight is for Darnell Mooney right now. I don't think it's what it was last year. Maybe the injury played a point in that. But
carrying less weight for the knees or the shoulder.
He looks very slight is the way I'm going to put it. And maybe that's had an effect on him throughout this year.
Mark Ramondi was tweeting out earlier, I missed the Zach press conference, but he said that he was asked about third down efficiency or inefficiency in our case, 1-for-13 in the loss Sunday against Seattle. And Zach says with the Rams, he used to be in charge of third down in Sean McVay's offense, and he says that that's what has made this season so frustrating.
Well, I, you know what's funny about this too, Mike, is I go back, and you don't ever worry about anything in preseason, right? Like, and for the last couple of years, we've never worried about preseason. I know you guys have had a ton of conversation on this show, whether or not the quarterback should play in preseason, should Kirk play, should Michael Penix play. But the one thing I've always taken away from preseason is I've looked at the numbers over the last couple of years, and there was just straight-up games during the preseason where it's like 0-for-11 on third down. And I'm like, I understand it's Easton Stick. I understand it's Taylor Heineke.
But
at what point do we get concerned that they're 1-for-12 on third down in every preseason game over the last couple of years? Something with the scheme actually might be a little bit off. And that's been something that both years, both this year and last year, has continued on into the regular season.
Look, Dan had us this close to the Super Bowl, but that's Dan Quinn's coaching tree in a sense. Raheem was here with Dan. Dan didn't want to put – remember we lost every preseason game for 2 years with the Falcons.
Yeah, I did.
At one point. And I said it once they moved Zach down after the debacle in Carolina this week. Why don't you use the preseason to see if the sideline is the right place to work with your rookie quarterback and have your rookie quarterback? Everything Mike just said. This goes back to if I'm Arthur Blank. Guys, it's not just the individual players who are not doing their jobs. This thing is systemically dysfunctional, and it gets us back to how you approached your business in August.
It's
everything you just touched on.
It's a Frankenstein football team right now that's pieced together with a lot of different parts. There's a whole conversation going on about Dan Quinn around the NFL as well because of the way this season's going for him.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I left to get to for sure.
Hey, man, we'll talk to Matthew Bergeron. Before he jumps in, we'll talk some college football. It's part of our Strong Arm story with, again, Mike, why do we say it? Coach even asked. Johnson, because it's funny to say it that way. Hey, man, we're live at... Live and Flowery. Hey, by the way, Thursday we're hitting the bricks. Join me. I think it's Abe is with me. So you won't need to adjust your volume. It'll be nice and loud. We'll be at Gustin's in Ackworth, brought to you by Miller Lite, along with all the pregame discussion. I will spend more time in traffic than I will on the air, but it will be a powerful 2 hours on Thursday with Miller Lite. That's all at Gustin's in Ackworth. Dukes and Bell with Abe, 2-4 right here on the game. We'll come back. You'll hear from our lineman, Bergeron.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.